started in here.
Streets, there's a virus, but after 5 a.m. it is done. A lot of business be closing while governors are out having fun. Oh no, welcome to lockdown, to what they want you to do. Infection rates go higher. Oh, welcome to lockdown, to what they want you to do. Ruining your life's required.
News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. Good morning. It is Friday, the 22nd of January in the year of our Lord, 2021. And this is Justice and Drew. Your Friday edition is underway. Welcome to the program. I'm Drew. That's John.
Yamachi.
You were about to say, I kept pausing because you looked like you were about to.
Oh, I'm going to. I was going to. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Yamishi Alcindor?
Sure.
Okay. They're an MSNBC reporter.
Okay.
Yamishi Alcindor was on Joy Reid.
Okay.
All right.
Why does Joy Reid still have a gig?
There's so many people who don't.
Add it to the list of questions.
Joy Reid still has
The people.
Yeah. So she was on. She was a Joy Reid on MSNBC, and Yamishi Alcindor, right, who's had a contentious relationship with the reporter, with former President Trump.
Okay.
Shockingly, said this. About Biden. This is a president who has to be held accountable, but at least he's not making up truth and alternative facts. We're going to ask tough questions. I'm going to ask tough questions.
Sure you are.
But at least we're in a situation where they're saying we're going to level with you. We're not going to lie to you up front. Yeah, because Trump always said that. Hey, just so you know, you can ask me all these questions, but I'm totally going to lie to you, right up front.
He said that while he was campaigning.
Yes, yeah, totally.
It was one of his campaign promises that he was going to...
What a world, man. Pete Hegseth, I walked in, and he looked fired up on Fox News, right? And we have audio of this later on. We got Tom Emmer joining us at 8 o'clock, and Senator of the American Experiment, Isaac Orr, will be calling in at 8:35 this morning. Looking forward to that conversation. But I walked in, and Pete Hegseth just looked fired up on Fox News. I'm like, what's going on? Because the TV was muted. So they were talking about Jen Psaki, and we'll play the audio later on. Asked about the mask mandate and, Biden not wearing it during the photo session, and she just dismissed it. But
they have more important things to worry about.
Right. Pete made a great point, and I didn't even thought about it. He's like, he goes, I better not see Joe Biden. I better only see the whites of his eyes. I better not see his face for the next 100 days, because every place, for the most part, he's going to be is government property.
Mm-hmm.
Psaki should be wearing them. They all should be wearing masks. They should never be shown on camera in any of the White House grounds without a mask on.
But they have more important things to worry about, John. That's what she told us yesterday. We have a pandemic going on that has killed hundreds of thousands of Americans, and they have more important things to worry about than abiding by their own mask mandate. Don't you get it?
Unbelievable. Oh, I get it.
Why do you question our elite?
Oh, I get it.
Why do you question our betters?
It was a historic moment, you guys. Every moment of the Joe Biden administration is going to be a historic moment.
Well, like Pete said, it's just, you just say you're celebrating something. That's all you have to do. How are you celebrating? I don't know. I'm celebrating it's Friday. I'm celebrating that I'm walking around upright.
Why could he not sign that particular executive order after he did his little happy family stroll?
I guarantee you it didn't even occur to him. It didn't even occur to him that somebody might stick their head up and go, hey, you're on federal property and you're supposed to have a mask on and you don't. He's not used to being questioned that.
Well, he probably didn't even know what was in the executive orders he was signing. He was just handed them over.
There is that.
I'm convinced of that as well.
He was like, okay, I'll just sit here and write my name.
Sign these stuff. Because they were all signed without any
explanation or
17 on the first day.
You know, details
that's
or insane. It's an that's a kind of a staggering amount.
I don't think he's going to stop.
The first day. I don't think he is either.
Well, he's got to get it done. He's got a long nap to take. Like all the naps to take. But again, and we're going to highlight this because there's a couple of stories yesterday. The Bernie Mittens story, which you and I both landed on, we land on a lot of the same stuff when we're gathering our prep, but it was funny because I had it and you missed it, and I was like, oh yeah, we both grabbed the Bernie Mitten story. But there's another one this morning about, you know, Dr. B. That's Dr. Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. B. And just the fawning. Mm-hmm. The fawning, and what a problem it is.
We need a bit. For the next 4 years, at least, we're going to have example after example after example of just the media just fawning over them and doing, you know, these puff pieces about the inauguration.
All the things we're going to pick on, can you?
We're picking on the inauguration.
But the dog puns are
you
so
You can like
cute.
The puns, I don't care. The inauguration is stupid.
But the dogs are so cute.
The dogs don't care.
Find another story to do dog puns about.
The dogs just know where their food, water is, and where the patch of grass is, so they can do their business.
I don't like any situation where we're coming out anything related to dogs, because they're so cute.
But here's, you know, that's a problem, and we'll get into it, because conservatives never get that type of coverage ever. But at the same time, when it comes to the mask mandate and the, you know, the Biden administration not following it, because Pete was right. He's like, I better not see, you know, Joe Biden's teeth for the next 100 days. But people don't care, because that's how the vast majority, in my opinion, who support the left feel. Well, they're elite. They can, it's okay for them. Mm-hmm. It's okay. He's probably been vaccinated. He's probably got the vaccine, so, well, you know.
The reporter who asked that question, Peter Ducey, who asked the question at the briefing, I mean, of course, Twitter went after him. And if you look at, you know, any of the tweets that highlight that exchange and you start looking at the replies, yeah, they're all making excuses and justifying. Well, he was outside.
Right.
It was only for a few minutes.
He was socially distanced.
There weren't a lot of people around. How dare you ask this question? You know, it was that type of response from your sort of typical characters on the left. Whereas you flip the roles, mm-hmm. you put Kayleigh McEnany up there, you have her say, we have more important things to worry about.
Give me a break.
And you've got a million Aaron Rupars out there going, more important than 400,000 dead. What could be more important than that?
Not to mention the fact that for what they want to do with the mask and making it a symbol, it's really stupid for the president to not wear it. It's like, even if you want to look at it,
supposed to lead by example.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's for what they want to do being agenda driven, it's stupid for him not to wear it. He should be wearing it. Welcome to the land of ridiculous.
Sam's got a top five chambered up and ready to go, and we will start that next. Stick around.
Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, 103.5 FM on your iHeartRadio app, on your smart speakers at home. That's what makes them smart. Or Justice and Drew are also smart.
If they can't play this show, it's not a smart device.
Seriously.
It's a dumb device.
That is true.
We are your the trio here. We're your last bastions of common sense and rational commentary. I mean that sincerely. It's the last place you can go to just hear, you know, common sense. It's quite simple and it's not hard. But
your bastion of rationality in a sea of irrationality.
Oh man, alive!
It's a mess. 651-989-5855. As John mentioned, we do have Tom Emmer coming up at about 7:55 this morning, and Isaac Orr from the Center of American Experiment. But let's jump into Sam's top five for a Friday.
Number one.
Jacob Fry says that he is running for a second term as mayor of Minneapolis because the first one went so well.
Man, baby, part two. Whatever, dude.
He'll
probably get elected. I don't know.
He'll probably get elected for real. I mean,
there's a lot of we give him a lot of crap on the show, and a lot of it is deserved. But to be fair, you know, if you take out sort of the area around the rioting and the destruction, there's a lot of Minneapolis left to burn. There's so much more.
I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
Yeah, I was moving in for the kill.
I was about to as well. I was like, my target was shifting.
Right, I'm going to give my friend the benefit of the doubt here.
Yeah, you redeemed yourself. Good job. The dude let Minneapolis burn.
He's a child. And he's a bad parody of Bobby Newport. So,
he's got no business being mayor. No. He's out of his league. I hear he's a very nice guy. I hear a lot of people like
him. I'm sure he is.
I hear he's a wonderful husband and father. Go find another gig. Get out of the public sector. You are in over your head. You are not equipped to manage and run a city of this size.
Well, and even if you just look at it from like a personal standpoint, if you kind of strip away obviously all of his failures, but then if you think about it from his perspective, and I mean, I'm sure that he feels he did his best, whatever, but I mean, the guy went through an incredibly stressful year. He became like the blame guy. Like, he got all the blame for everything, and he's got a newborn baby with his young wife. Why would he want to continue that stress in his life?
Yeah, there's a ton of things he could do. So, like, I think he'd be good, running a yogurt shop. Running a yogurt shop.
He's a handsome fellow. I mean, he's a good looking young man. He could maybe do like mom jeans modeling.
He could become an Instagram influencer. Probably make a ton of money.
Check out my mom jeans today.
He actually probably could start a very cute little yogurt shop and get it like just super popular on Instagram.
He'd be really good, pushing like Lime scooters. You know,
that's not a gig, though.
Well, I mean,
a Lime scooter influencer.
Maybe a rental shop, you know, maybe like a Lime scooter, like a scooter rental shop.
I bet
he would
do
like
great
that, you know?
That. Yeah, I bet he'd be great at
him
that.
And, him and Mayor Carter like to make their little fun videos.
Yeah.
You know, where they ride around on the back of the garbage trucks. It's like, yeah, just go do that.
If he wants to do that, that's fine. He could be a cute little Minneapolis influencer. He shouldn't be leading the city. I'm sure he's a perfectly fine human being. He's just not equipped to run a city this size.
I wonder how well he reads out loud. You know, like you do, like, you know, Jacob Fry story time. Like, well, I can
maybe
see,
he could be, you know,
see that
he could voice some of your books.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to let him voice my books. I just I don't have that many Weasley characters.
So, Fry. I don't even think he's Weasley. Like, I think that
he can sing. I've heard him sing. He's got a fine singing
he
voice.
Loves to sing. I bet that he'd love to do that. Just start a YouTube channel and sing. Do Beyonce
and
covers.
Sling
I
yogurt.
Don't know.
I don't know where yogurt come from.
I just can see him, you know, just, you know, Jacob's yogurt shop. That just makes sense to me. I can see him back there.
It's got the
apron, you know. He's like, check out our fat-free, you know, organic stuff.
And he does like cute YouTube videos where he talks about yogurt recipes and the different toppings. Probably be super successful.
Go do that. He'd be a good like baking host. Host of like a baking show. You know, just innocuous. Just, hey everybody, I'm Jacob Fry. We're here for, you know, the high school baking challenge. You know, check out these great teens.
You like baking kind of thing. Shows. Like, so what you're saying is you want Jacob Fry on your TV more often.
I just think that he could be good at doing that. Better than being mayor.
I'd like to a lot of things be able to sit here and say that he has no chance of winning re-election after what we've seen happen to the city under his watch, but I can't say that with any confidence. With any degree of confidence.
Yeah. Heck no.
I've lost all faith in Minneapolis.
Well, it's not just Minneapolis and the people that they choose to elect. It's the ranked choice voting.
Yeah.
And the way that sort of, you know, the ability to game a ranked choice voting system. And a lot of people don't realize that that's what's going on. Anywhere there's ranked choice voting, you know, you've got a party with such a large majority like the DFL has in Minneapolis, it's really easy to quote unquote sort of rig it. So you don't know who's going to win, but you know, whoever wins is going to be right in line with everything you do.
Summer camp counselor.
He would dominate as a summer camp counselor.
Say, there you go. You know?
Like, that is what he should
be
doing.
Like, for troubled teens.
But not in a leadership role. Like, he shouldn't be like running the summer camp.
He should run the canoes.
Yeah, he'd be great at running the canoes, maybe. But I don't know. No, maybe don't put him in charge. Don't put him in charge of like
part of the activities at the summer camp.
Yeah, I don't know about the canoe one. Like, I don't know if he should be
canoes
in charge of
baking. That's what you're in charge of. Canoes, baking, and yogurt.
I'm trepidatious about the canoe thing because I don't think he should be in charge of children near water. Because I just feel like that just sounds like
I think it's more like he's just sort of in charge of the canoe inventory. Like, he doesn't actually get out on the canoe with the kids.
It's just the oars.
You need an adult for that.
Yeah.
But he can, like, count the canoes and make sure they all get back at the end of the day.
He could be the canoe influencer.
He gets to sit in the canoe on dry land and teach proper oaring etiquette, but not in the water. But not in the water.
And he does, like, the YouTube videos that the kids can watch before they get there.
Here's
about
how you
oaring.
Put on your life jacket. It's ridiculous.
This is the mayor of Minneapolis, people.
More of Sam's Top 5 coming up.
3.5 FM.
Welcome aboard.
And on iHeartRadio with your smart speaker.
Hello, I'm Jacob Fry. Oh, nice to meet you. What do you do? Oh, I'm a regional manager at a Long John Silver's.
Do you think he'd really reach regional manager status?
Well, okay, a manager at a Long John
Silver's.
I bet
he'd be like rock star, maybe manager. Like social media manager, maybe.
Justice and Drew, Twin Cities News Talk. Glad you're with us on a Friday as we try to find a better job for man, baby, mayor, mom jeans, Jacob Fry.
Use the hashtag TCNT on Twitter.
Yeah!
Email JD@TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com. We're taking suggestions. We want to help Jacob because he seems like a good dude. Outside of the mayor's office.
I just think
he's in over his head.
Yeah, I don't think he's a bad dude.
No, I just think he's in over his head.
He shouldn't be in charge of a city like Minneapolis.
Yeah. Party planner.
It'd be like me running KDWB. You know, like, I got no business running KDWB. I don't keep up with the pop music of the day. I don't, I don't do all that. Yeah, I'd be out of my element. I'd be in over my head.
Yeah, like
me, I'd do a bad job at that.
Yeah, be like me drinking a whiskey straight.
Yes, just like that.
I don't like know. Me at a salad bar. Just wouldn't know what to do.
What do I do here?
Am I allowed to just take a plate of cheese?
What is going on?
Technically, yes.
Let's jump back into Sam's Top 5.
Number 2.
Minnesota lawmakers want to streamline voting. What could go wrong?
Oh, my gosh, man.
Oh, just wait.
Is it hard?
Yeah, they want it all. They want to make it so easy.
But it's so already, easy. They want to make it so easy to cheat.
It's already incredibly easy. It requires like almost zero effort on your part.
Well,
you can find people to do it for you here.
Yeah, right. So they want to make it totally zero effort. So from Care 11, currently when you renew your Minnesota driver's license or get a new one, you have the option of checking a box that enables you to register to vote at the same time that you're renewing your license. DFL lawmakers want to change that to an opt-in, or change that opt-in system to an opt-out system.
No.
So that you are automatically registered to vote when you get your license, unless you ask to not join the voter rolls.
No, registering to vote is a choice.
Some people
don't want to make that choice.
This is just as bad as like when you're making an account on a website and like it automatically has the box checked for you to receive like their spammy emails and you just like happen to not see it.
Except this is worse.
Yeah, this is spammy and scammy, just like that, except on a way more serious scale.
It shouldn't. There is no stumbling block in the way of deciding, you know, or having the ability to go and vote, but there should be at least a thought process involved with that.
It should be intentional at a bare minimum.
Yeah. I honestly don't like the fact that you're doing. I get it, but like, you know, if you want to vote, you should go and specifically go to vote. I mean, I don't even necessarily want it attached to this. I want people deciding. I am making the choice and doing this extra step to go and have the ability to vote.
Not voting is as much of a choice as voting.
Sure.
Not voting is as much, it can be just as much of a conscious decision as voting for a particular candidate. Opting to not participate because there are no candidates that you feel represent you or your values is just as much of a statement, and you should be allowed to make that statement, for God's sake. You shouldn't be automatically registered to vote. Look, The reason they want to do this is because they want these names on the voter rolls. The more names that are on the voter rolls, the more ballots they can put out into circulation. And the more ballots they can put out into circulation, the more Leban Osman can get his hands on them and fill them out for you and turn them back in.
This is just one of the reforms that House Democrats have proposed in the legislation known as House File 9. Automatic voter registration would also kick in for those who apply for Minnesota Care health coverage or any public assistance administered by the state of Minnesota.
No.
This bill would also allow 16-year-old and 17-year-old residents to pre-register to vote.
Nope. No.
And they'd be automatically registered when they turn 18.
No.
Man, if they had it their way, they would register them at birth.
Yeah.
Register them at birth.
What is pre-registering to vote?
Look, it's not the point.
Why?
Because they want the names on the rolls, man. The more names that are on the rolls, the more ballots that you can put out there.
It's like the promise ring of voting.
So pointless.
One day we'll consider thinking about getting engaged. Here you go. Here's our promise ring.
This article from Care 11 points out in the last line of the story, this legislation is aimed at those who still face barriers participating in democracy.
Who?
Like who still faces barriers?
Find them for me.
Find the person who has desperately wanted to vote
to vote for 15 years. It's so hard.
I'm so lost. I don't know what to do. Where do I go? What do I do? Listen, there's a theme that'll run throughout the show today, and that is, you know, the GOP needs to step up. We've got to start fighting back. The legal ways, of course, but you got to start pushing back and fighting back. And for the DFLers proposing this stuff, I pose a question to them. Look, why don't you present some ideas that inspire individuals to want to support you and go and vote to implement those ideas? Why don't you go that way? Why can't you do that? That's how this is supposed to work. I belong to this party. This is what I believe is the best way to go and run a society. And the ideas that I have for laws and for rules. And so my ideas should inspire you to, hey, you should go and vote for me and get involved. But no, they don't want to do that. Drew's 100% right, man. No, they want all the names so they can ballot harvest to all of you.
Number three.
Minnesota lost nearly 50,000 jobs in December, the second straight month of job losses. From the Star Tribune, those 50,000 jobs were lost last month when renewed business restrictions on restaurants, bars, and gyms took force. It was the second straight month that the state had lost more jobs than it added since April. Leisure and hospitality accounted for the lion's share of the losses, with a decline of over 41,000 jobs. Those business restrictions were eased earlier this month, but the state lost almost 50,000 jobs in December, revised over 15,000 jobs in November. Together, those losses erased all of the job gains that had been made from August through October.
Good job, Tim Jongwalls.
Yeah. Right.
That's every one of those job losses is on you. Every single one. Did not have to happen. Was it necessary?
So how long, because we know that there are other, like D.C. has now opened up for and nothing's changed, right, in terms of the pandemic and the numbers and all that.
Well, one thing has, Biden's president,
right, of course.
That's the most important thing that has impacted how public officials are handling the pandemic.
So you have D.C.'s opening back up for indoor dining, 25% capacity, right? So how long does Walls hold out? Like, the dominoes are going to start falling. You're going to see this in fairly short order, right? It's a little too early to do it in the first week of Biden's inauguration. But trust me, they're going to start to ease up on these regardless of the numbers. So how long does it take Walls to I think Walls holds out for a while. I honestly do.
I give him a month.
In a month?
Yeah, about a month.
Okay.
Anyway, mid-February.
More vaccines. We need more vaccines.
By mid-February.
He needs the excuse.
People will, exactly. Things will loosen up here in Minnesota significantly.
Number four.
The St. Paul mayor has joined a national coalition calling for $600 monthly checks.
From who?
The money tree.
Yeah, right. The money tree. We're just going to go shake the money tree branches.
The community garden.
And fire up the money machine, guys. We need some monthly checks.
Nearly three dozen mayors around the country representing 16
Almost
million
36?
People. Almost 36 mayors out of all the cities in America.
What a powerful force. But an unstoppable juggernaut.
But Drew, they represent 16 million people. They are calling on the federal government to provide monthly checks to Americans. St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter is on the list of mayors for a guaranteed income who say that it's not, or that it's not enough to give a few stimulus checks, but that people need something more consistent through the pandemic.
No, man. They want this permanently. Mm-hmm. And that's the hard part. They'll get it. Once you start to, when does the government ever pull back? How are they, can you imagine? Hey, we agreed. We're doing it now. At what point does any of them ever go, okay, we're going to stop giving you the money now? They won't.
No, of course not.
They won't.
Of course not. We've talked about this before, and I've, you know, this sort of UBI, universal basic income, guaranteed monthly income, this type of setup could work, but it only works if you do it in exchange for the existing social services programs that are out there.
Sure.
You do it, okay, instead of SNAP benefits and welfare checks and all of these other things, instead of, we're going to do just a flat $600 monthly income, $1,000 monthly, whatever number you land on, it doesn't matter. But it has to be done in exchange of mm-hmm. those programs. It is, these programs in and of themselves are unsustainable, and then you're going to add another $600 monthly check on top of them. You've got to eliminate these programs, replace them with a universal basic income, explain to the people that are getting it, hey, I know you've been getting SNAP benefits, I know you've been on like rent assistance and things like that, all that's going away, but here's $1,000 a month. Manage it!
The Justice and Drew 2024 campaign platform, we do that, mm-hmm. and we do a fair tax on top of it.
There you go.
I mean, I would be...
With the fair tax, you wouldn't need this, though.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, just okay, then we'll just do the fair tax. Let's do that instead. Oh, man, I have dreams of the fair tax. I had just what a wonderful world the fair tax. Are you familiar with the fair tax? No. With the fair taxes,
right. we can.
You want to do the short version?
After the five.
We'll do the five. Okay.
We'll do the short version of the fair tax after the five. And
explain. Oh, the fair tax is amazing.
It's a great plan, and I wish we were in a situation where like the way this country was supposed to be set up, which is, you know, the 50 states are individual labs of democracy, and they can sort of set their own policies and do some experimental things without the federal government encroaching and overreaching. If you had that, you could have a state implement the fair tax, and we could actually see it in practice and see how it would work.
I call Christy Gnome.
Yeah. With the federal government, you know, reaching into everybody's pockets the way it is,
maybe she could succeed.
It wouldn't work in the way the current system is set up.
Number five.
An Oklahoma representative has introduced a bill to create an official Bigfoot hunting season.
This is a horrible idea.
You're going to have a bunch of crazy people running around.
This is the best idea.
No, this is, I saw.
This is a terrible idea.
I saw this morning and I was like, but Bigfoot is manlike.
Oh my gosh. People, hairy dudes everywhere need to run and hide.
I thought it was Bigfoot. That's why I shot him. That's just such a bad idea.
From Fox News, an Oklahoma lawmaker has pitched a bill to create a bona fide Bigfoot hunting season in the Sooner State. On Wednesday, Representative Justin Humphrey introduced House Bill 1648, urging the Oklahoma Wildlife Conservation Commission to establish a Bigfoot hunting season.
I'm going to find this. I did a bit years ago. There was a guy who said he caught Bigfoot. Do you remember this? There was a guy who said he caught Bigfoot. And he was going to go on tour with Bigfoot in a glass case. It was the big, huge, it was a big, huge deal. Turned out to be a big, huge fraud and all that. Did a bit, though. I'll find it. There's a bit of that I did on this where this woman called up just convinced that Bigfoot and Sasquatch existed. This is a horrible idea,
though. Department of Wildlife Conservation said, here at the department, we use science to make management decisions, and we do not recognize Bigfoot as a wildlife species in Oklahoma.
Why is he doing this?
I have no idea. Okay. The bill just says, the bill says the Oklahoma Wildlife Conservation Commission shall promulgate rules establishing Bigfoot hunting season, blah, 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 blah. So the assistant chief of the Information and Education Division at the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation confirmed it's a real bill, but there's not really a lot of like actual reasoning included in the story as to why this representative Justin Humphrey decided
he's introducing this bill, because I on the surface I'm not I, I'm having a difficult time accepting that he just believes in Bigfoot and that it needs to be hunted.
Maybe he like, just wanted I to mean, go viral.
Well, yeah, there's maybe you know
clever or cute.
It could be a tourism thing. You know, trying to get tourism to Oklahoma, Bigfoot tourists. It could be a tourism thing, or you know, but there's got to be a story. Like, there's a reason why this guy is introducing this bill. I'll do some Googling during the break.
And yeah, me too.
See if I can get a little more background on this. But otherwise, excellent top five, Sam.
Thank you.
All right, coming up, we'll do a brief little primer on the fare tax. Then we're going to dive into, and again, we're working on it. It's early into the Biden administration, but you know, conservatives have a problem, and that is conservatives never get glowing puff pieces in major publications. Not in the way that Dr. B, Jill Biden does, or certainly the hand-warming story of how Bernie Sanders got his inauguration mittens.